You're listening to SBS News.
With control of the US Senate at stake, all eyes are on a runoff election that has Republicans David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler facing Democrats John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock. Millions of dollars have been poured into advertisements and messages urging people in Georgia to vote. President Donald Trump, still seeking ways to reverse his presidential election defeat, and President-elect Joe Biden both rallied in Georgia. It comes a day after the release of a bombshell phone call recording in which Mr. Trump pressured Georgia officials to overturn his 3rd of November election loss in the southern state. Speaking before cheering voters, Mr. Biden said new days were ahead for the U.S.
Folks, this is it. This is it. It's a new year. And tomorrow can be a new day for Atlanta, for Georgia, and for America. You voted in record numbers in November. Your voices were heard. Your votes were counted. The will of the people prevailed. We won three times here. Each recount, you know what I mean? I think we should count it as three states. Won three times.
Mr. Biden attacked Mr. Trump's complaints about unproven election fraud instead of improving the nation's coronavirus pandemic response.
The president spends more time whining and complaining than doing something about the problem. I don't know why he still wants the job. He doesn't want to do the work.
Traditionally, Georgia has been a reliably Republican state, but Mr. Biden defeated Mr. Trump by about 12,000 votes, and polls have seen both Senate races neck and neck. Republicans hold 50 seats in the Senate. A victory in just one of the runoff races would give Republicans the majority and the ability to thwart Mr. Biden's agenda. A Democratic sweep would result in a 50-50 split in the Senate, with Democrats holding the tie-breaking vote in Vice President Kamala Harris. The Georgia rallies came a day after the publication by The Washington Post of a recording of Mr. Trump and Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger. On the tape, Mr. Trump tells Mr. Raffensperger he wants to find 11,780 votes, one more than Mr. Biden's margin of victory in Georgia.
So, look, all I want to do is this. I just want to find 11,780 votes, which is one more than we have.
During the hour-long conversation, Mr. Trump called for a recalculation and claimed that he won Georgia, an assertion that has been refuted in recounts and in the courts.
We won the election, and it's not fair to take it away from us like this. And there's nothing wrong with saying that, you know, that you've recalculated.
Mr. Raffensperger argued with the president that his data was wrong and that Georgia's election results were accurate.
We believe that we do have an accurate election.
No, I know you don't. You don't have. Not even close. You're off by hundreds of thousands of votes. And you're not reporting it. That's a criminal offense. And you know, you can't let that happen. That's a big risk to you.
Vice President-elect Kamala Harris condemned the call as a flagrant abuse of power.
Have y'all heard about that recorded conversation? Well, it was, yes, certainly the voice of desperation. Most certainly that. And it was a bald-faced, bold abuse of power by the President of the United States.
According to 2019 census data, Georgia's population is approximately 52% non-Latino white and 32% black. According to the Pew Research Center, black residents made up nearly half of the 1.9 million increase in Georgia's voting population since the year 2000. The Georgia elections come one day ahead of certification by the House of Representatives and the Senate of the Electoral College votes from the November presidential election. Mr. Biden won 306 of the Electoral College votes that represent the returns of the popular vote in each of the U.S. states, while Mr. Trump won 232. Certification by Congress is generally just a formality. But more than 100 Republican members of the House and about a dozen Senate Republicans have said they plan to raise objections. At least one member of the House and one member of the Senate needs to lodge an objection to certification to send it to the floor for debate and a vote. Ballot counting begins Wednesday morning. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.